Welcome to Top Teacher Theory, where we dive deep into the art and science of teaching in the 21st century. I'm James, and with me is my co-host Lisa. Today, we're kicking off an exciting new series with our very first topic, how people learn. Lisa, are you ready to get started on this journey towards becoming future-ready, reflective, and empowered educators?
Absolutely, James. It's such an important area, isn't it? Teaching today goes far beyond just delivering information. It's really about creating meaningful learning experiences for all kinds of students in a world that's constantly changing. And this course, Top Teacher Theory 1.1, is designed to give educators the solid foundation they need to do just that.
Right, and what I love is that this course is divided into three rich chapters. Each one digs into a different aspect of learning. We'll be exploring how learning actually happens, how learners develop in unique ways, and, crucially, how to personalize your teaching so that you can reach every single student in your classroom.
Exactly. And it's not just theory. You'll be combining theory, practice, and reflection, which is so powerful for building your professional identity as a teacher. But James, who's this course really for?
Great question. It's ideal for teachers and educators at all levels, whether you're in a primary, secondary, or vocational school. Even if you're a student teacher or just starting out, you'll find this course incredibly valuable. And it doesn't stop there. Mentors, instructional coaches, educational leaders, even trainers working with adults or in workplace learning can benefit. The only thing you need is curiosity, openness, and that drive to become the best teacher you can be.
That's so encouraging. And what I find especially appealing is that you don't need any prior theoretical background. It's all about being open to learning and growth. Now, let's talk about why this course is so vital for today's educators. James, what stands out to you?
First off, you'll learn to teach smarter, not harder. By understanding the science of how people learn, you can design lessons that really stick. That means greater engagement from students and, honestly, less time spent on lesson prep in the long run.
That's music to every teacher's ears. And it's not just about efficiency, it's also about being able to reach every learner. There's a real focus on practical differentiation and inclusive design strategies so that all students, regardless of their background or ability, can succeed.
Yes, and for those who love concrete takeaways, each chapter comes with real-world examples, tools, and classroom applications you can use straight away. You're turning theory into practice, not just reading about it.
And you'll make more confident teaching decisions. 2. You'll be working with research-based principles, which means you can plan, adapt, and evaluate your lessons with a clear sense of purpose.
Plus, you're future-proofing your teaching. With the rise of AI tools, digital learning, and new models of pedagogy, it's so important to be adaptable and stay ahead of the curve.
And maybe most importantly, you'll rediscover your passion for teaching. By reflecting on your role and the impact you have, you reconnect with why you started teaching in the first place and how you can make a lasting difference.
So, what are you actually going to learn? Well, in Chapter 1, you'll explore how people learn. That means getting to grips with key learning theories like behaviorism, cognition, and constructivism. You'll also learn how things like attention, memory, and motivation play a part in learning, and how assessment can drive progress.
Then in Chapter 2, you'll dive into learner development and diversity. You'll find out how students grow and learn at different stages, and look at things like special educational needs, cultural and linguistic diversity, and why inclusion is so important in classrooms today.
Chapter 3 is all about differentiation and personalization. You'll learn how to design lessons that meet individual needs, using strategies like tiered tasks, flexible grouping, and frameworks such as universal design for learning. The aim is to turn every lesson into an opportunity for success.
That all sounds fantastic. But to really make the most of your experience, there are some study tips, aren't there? For example, creating a routine, dedicating 2 or 3 sessions a week, about 45 to 60 minutes each, helps you stay engaged and make steady progress.
Absolutely. And it's important to engage deeply. Take notes, highlight ideas, and reflect on how they connect to your own practice. After each topic, try applying just one practical change in your teaching. That immediate application really helps things stick.
Collaboration is key, too. Sharing ideas and examples with colleagues or even online peers can really broaden your perspective. And keeping a short learning journal helps you track your insights and plan your next steps.
Don't forget to revisit and review. Quizzes and reflection prompts are a great way to test your understanding and make sure you're building real mastery, not just surface knowledge.
There's also a suggested 6-week study schedule that breaks the course down into manageable chunks. For example, Week 1 focuses on behaviorism and cognition, understanding how students absorb and process information, and finding 3 ways to apply cognitive strategies in your lessons.
Week 2 continues with constructivism and assessment, helping you design learner-centered activities and use feedback to guide your students' growth. Then Week 3 looks at learner development and individual differences, including developmental stages and diverse learning profiles.
Week 4 shifts the focus to cultural and language diversity, exploring how to adapt your teaching for multilingual classrooms and create culturally responsive learning environments. It's so relevant in our increasingly diverse schools.
Week 5 is all about differentiation and personalization, applying those universal design for learning principles and flexible grouping to make sure your lessons are inclusive for everyone.
And finally, Week 6 brings it all together with integration and reflection. You'll synthesize everything you've learned into a complete, inclusive lesson plan and reflect on your professional growth as a teacher.
And if you want to go deeper, you can always stretch the plan out to 8 or 10 weeks. The key is to pace yourself for real understanding, rather than just ticking boxes.
Exactly. And what I love is that this course isn't just about gaining knowledge, it's a professional transformation. You'll leave with a deeper understanding of how learning happens, practical tools for designing effective lessons, and a renewed confidence in your teaching.
So, whether you want to teach with more insight, lead with greater empathy, or simply inspire your students with purpose, Top Teacher Theory 1.1 is your starting point. Your journey to becoming a top teacher truly begins here.